Okay.
We need to get a good one on mic, Bean. You got to come out here.
Hi there. Welcome to this, the 12th episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
And I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. And what we're talking about today, and this is just something that's a developing article, issue, whatever, pets and MS. And this is something we had seen a video from Dr. Boster, I believe it was on My MS Team, just about the benefit about him having a dog and the benefits for having a dog. And then we look at benefits of having a pet when living with multiple sclerosis. And we've talked about, Jennifer and I have had a cat earlier in our marriage.
We're both huge animal lovers. And we know the companionship and the fun, but we also know the work that goes into having a pet. But we think it's time.
We've been talking, getting closer to having a pet of some kind. Enter our podcast producer, Ryan, who's obviously here in the room with us. And we've had just a real conversation
That'd have been a great time for Bean to meow out back in the distance. That'd have been perfect.
But he's still exploring his new digs. His potential new digs.
Potential new digs, because Ryan, tell us about Bean.
Bean is my cat. I've had him his whole life. He's 6 years old. I got him in Austin, Texas from Austin Pets Alive. My girlfriend at the time was fostering kittens for them. And we got him when he was 4 days old, and I've had him every day since.
And he's a cute little guy.
Yeah, he's a cute little fatty.
Well, we've been talking.
It adds to his charm, to be honest.
No, truly. And I don't even know where he is.
He's back that way somewhere.
Yeah. We've been talking about Cooper passed away probably.
I think 4 years ago.
Wow.
In August, yeah.
Time flies. And we've wanted another pet. And we've even considered a dog. But that's a lot of work. A lot of work for you, Dan, as my caregiver and as a dog's caregiver. That would just add more to your plate. And I think it would be more of a commitment. And cats are cute. And according to Ryan and according to Dan and Jennifer, with our past experience, cats are a little easier to take care of.
They're more manageable,
yeah.
I think.
Very self-sufficient, yeah. I never bought him one, but I keep thinking about it because Bean likes to eat throughout the day. He likes little small meals, and there's a automated feeder thing. It's basically just a circle with five dishes in it, and so you fill them all up and put the lid on, and then there's only one open at a time, so it's every 2 hours or every 4 hours or whatever, and then it just kind of rolls by, and you only have to fill it once a day. And I was like, oh, I should totally do that. Because he's like me. I'm like that, too. I like to graze when I eat.
But so you can buy this automated feeder.
Yeah. I know you can get it on Amazon because I saw it there. But
okay.
I saw it
everyone's
listed
favorite friend.
Nope. Side note. I made a decision the other day. I'm going to full-on not buy anything from Amazon ever again if I can try. Like, if I absolutely cannot. Unless it's double the money to buy it somewhere else. Bezos can take his space penis ship and sit on it for all I care. Because especially with just personal, like, I worked for the man, so like I know he is the devil essentially. So
okay,
yeah.
So if we go to a pet store, for example, there's an automated feeder.
I saw it in an Austin pet store, but that's a big-ish city. But I think it was only like 20 or 30 bucks. It was pretty cheap, and that seems like a Bean style feeder to me, because I have done the thing where like I just throw a bunch of food in the bowl and let him graze on it for a day, because a bunch of people I know that have cats have done that, and they had big fat cats and they did that, and then the cats found their equilibrium for eating. Bean hasn't done that. He's like, I think when he was born, like, he was just pushed aside, like he was the runt or whatever, so he was basically starving the first 3 days, so he became, it sort of like set a tone for him, and he just kind of became food obsessed. So when there's food, he wants the food. And I didn't help him much because we used to live next to a barbecue place, like one of the better barbecue places. Have you guys ever seen Dazed and Confused?
Yes.
The mall that they're all hanging out at, where they're mm-hmm. standing against that blue wall or whatever. That's, I used to live basically right next door to that place. And there's a barbecue place in there called Style Switch, which is amazing. And we live, you know, we lived right there. And so we'd walk down and get it. And I got the fattest brisket you can get. And I was sitting in my bed eating it. And like, usually when I would lay in bed, when Bean was tiny, he couldn't jump up onto the bed. So we had to like make a ladder for it, or a staircase for him to walk along the side of the bed and get up. Cause he loved sitting on my collarbone when he was tiny. And he still tries to now.
So
can't quite fit.
If I'm understanding you correctly, Ryan, we are getting a cat that is neurotic, spoiled, and food obsessed. He will be perfect at our home.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Misery loves company. Yeah.
But like, I give him wet food and dry food and that sort of stuff. And like, he loves wet food, of course. And it seems better for him. And I don't go crazy with, like, I don't buy him like Blue Diamond or whatever that super expensive stuff is. I have bought him that before. But I like the ones that's like, the first item on the thing is chicken, not byproduct or ash or whatever the heck they do. And so I'm just trying to feed him better, because I figure if I feed him garbage, he's just going to balloon or whatever. But I...
So he's neurotic, food obsessed, spoiled.
A little spoiled, yeah.
Yeah. He'll fit in perfect.
Yep. But we were eating and back to the story, like, so we were on the bed, me and my girlfriend, and we were watching TV and eating brisket. He comes in and stands, like, comes to walk up on my chest as I'm, like, putting the fork in my mouth. And he, like, smells it, and he does that thing where he, like, turns his head. He does it all the time, like, especially if he's sitting at the entrance of a room, you'll see him. He'll just go, lean his head around and look at you, like, something's going on. But we were doing that, and then he was smelling it, and I just held out the teeniest piece for him, and he bit into it, and my girlfriend and I were sitting there, and, like, he changed. Something happened to him. Like, he basically, like, bit it, and he put his head down for a second, and then lifted it up and looked at me like, what crap have you been feeding me up until now? I want this forever. Oh, because, like, he went, like, right at the bag after that, and I'm like, whoa, hold on now.
Wow,
he's a special little dude.
So it sounds like we're inheriting a cat,
and I'm okay with that.
You're
excited. We're both excited. Yeah. And it will be good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and I guess just for internet clarification, like, I'm not just abandoning my pet. My life situation is weird and nebulous right now, and for as many times, I don't know, I'm pretty sure I've tweeted this 100 times, like, I don't want to be a parent, I'm probably never going to have kids, and there's been a reason for that, because I know myself, and fairly well, and I'm getting better at knowing myself, and I'm just a selfish person, and, like, I love Bean a lot, I really do, he's a good little dude, and I want the best for him, and I don't think I can give that to him. He needs a stable place to live, he needs people that will take care of him and be around all the time, and I'm thinking about driving across the country for months at a time right now. It's like part of a life plan for me. Just like, I haven't seen anything in the place I live. I should go do that. And so, like, Jen and Dan seem cool maybe watching him or taking him forever.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's...
And plus, like, if we have a podcast, then I will be back here and see him. So it's, you know, not like I'm just, like, kicking him out the door and leaving.
That's a lot of faith you're putting in us.
Well, like I said, I know where you live. So.
Yeah, that's good.
Do I have to get, like, paperwork and stuff, like, lawyer and saying a home?
She had asked, like, basically straight up is like, so if, you know, is this our cat or is this your cat that we're just babysitting? And I said, if it comes down the line and you guys, we sit down and you say, this is our cat now, I will probably go, cool, I get it. He's a good little cat. Like, he can be annoying. And, you know, he'll wake you up in the morning sometimes when he wants food. And you got to be like, Bean, please give me 10 more minutes. And then he'll walk away for a little while. And then he'll,
it's like, excuse me.
Yep. But other times, like there in the morning, like if when I had the big food dish, he would walk in the room, say something, and I'm just like, you have food. And then he would leave for 20 minutes and come back and then just punk right in the armpit and just fall asleep. It's like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
This cat sounds perfect.
He's so great.
It sounds like he's going to be a good fit.
Yeah, so we just got to get through a couple things. Couple adjustments then with, as we've talked about on the podcast before, just the home improvement projects, remodeling,
checking on that
stuff. Yeah. Because we got the appliances yesterday. And it seems like it would be just so simple and they would deliver and install. Well, there's lots of things that go into that.
Yep.
And so
everything's bigger now. Like all appliances are bigger than they used to be.
Yes.
They're bigger, and we have a crawl space, so that added a wrinkle to
the
project.
To shut the water off.
Yeah, and just the reality that I'm in a wheelchair, and it's not like I'm going down in a crawl space, and Dan could, but fortunately, my caregiver, she's kind of our caregiver. She's totally takes care of Dan and me, and she went down into the crawl space.
Oh, geez.
Yep. And she lived to tell, and she was like, it's not as horrible as you all are making it out to be. But she went down in the crawl space and turned off the water so that we could get the new appliances.
Oh,
for
the ice maker or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's the water going in and the water. Yep. Well, actually, the dishwasher and the guys that were installing it just saying how whoever put the dishwasher and got it right because they did a shut off valve
I was gonna
up here.
The, yeah.
You know, but that's the fridge, you know.
Yeah, didn't a lot of ice makers back in the
80s. Yeah. And so and again, yeah, the dishwasher and fridge are kind of pushed out about a good 4 or 5 inches because they can't get under the spaces because they're just bigger, but we're getting new cabinets and stuff. But it's coming along. I mean, just the cabinets are kind of the last thing.
That will be it.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's the update. But once that's done, I think we're gonna have a cat. Its name is Bean.
Yep.
And he likes brisket.
Yeah, he does. Oh, there he comes. He heard you talking about buddy.
I'm right on cue.
It's like I'm Bean. Thirsty.
All we needed you to do was purr. Or meow. Just make some sort of noise.
I'll crank my mic and get his growl.
That's a happy cat.
That's a very minimal purr. He gets like a thing going sometimes. He sounds like an old smoker.
It's wild.
He's a good cat, too.
Is he going to miss you?
Yeah, probably.
Will he be pissed off at us and says, what'd you do with my boy, Ryan?
No, probably not. But, I mean, I've been in his life his whole life. Like, we got him when he was 4 days old.
And if we go, and he's okay for a couple days. We were...
I don't know that I would want to leave him. That feels mean.
Well, like I said, I've left him alone, completely alone, like unchecked on 3 days in a row. And then I came back and he was like excited to see me. And he was just like, dude, the food's getting real low.
Okay, let's say, not like forgive this expression, but if that's everything works perfect for you, do you want your cat back?
Well, that's the thing is, like, I've mainly just been doing freelance and not full-time stuff just for the reason being I'm going to
take you outside and feed you to a pit bull.
Oh, no, it's cute. He's getting to know the place.
Yeah. I've been applying for stuff I want, not just any old job.
Not just to have a job.
Yeah. But I do, obviously, like, we'll need a full-time job and a place to live eventually and stuff. But, like, right now I don't have to. So I kind of want to do something else. And so it was just like, that's why I was like, just drive. Just want to get in my car and drive. Not the best thing to do, but I can right now.
Right, and do it while you can.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We had a friend of ours had just like huge, big time job with major corporation. And I'm just like looking LinkedIn. She says, and she had shared something with basically professionals taking a gap year. And yeah, she says, I'm so glad I did. It's like, what?
That's what
it's just that she says, I'm done. And I mean, my boss, he's like, I'm going to take time off. I'm my last day is next Friday. I says, well, where are you going? Just spending time with my family. It's like,
yeah.
What? Dude,
like, I tried to do that. That's why the one thing I don't like about America is we don't do that. In Europe, it's a bigger thing. It's like between high school and college, or high school and the rest of your life or whatever, everybody goes somewhere and they do something. And here's like, I went from high school to a job, to college, to more jobs, to a job still. And it was like, sucks.
Well, I mean, just, yeah, like right now you have that opportunity. I mean, just, you know,
yeah,
relish it, use it.
Yeah. And like, I'm working out, like, how can I live in this car if I have to? Not just like, I'm poor and I have to live in a car, but like choosing like, okay, it's a little RV. How can I make it work for me? And like, I've been looking at stuff and there's like a system where you can like string a hammock from the front seat to the back seat and just sleep like up top and then have all your stuff on the bottom. I'm like, that looks awesome.
Oh, wow.
And when I was diagnosed with MS, if I've said this before, forgive me. My mom said, you know, you're healthy right now. Your window is open. Mm-hmm. Potentially you could get worse. Do stuff while your window is open. And it's like you know, you don't have huge commitments right now.
I really don't.
Well, and you talk like not wanting to resent your cat and stuff. You don't want to get to a point where you resent yourself for not taking advantage of this opportunity right now.
I already kind of do, because like I look back at things like spots where I could have done something cool, or you know, talked to the right person or done the right thing, and like
he's sounding his barbaric yelp.
Yep.
I mean, would it help if we opened the other doors, or he would just be doing the same thing?
No, he'll probably want. That's like closed doors tend to bug him. That's why I was like, eh.
Well, then should we open the door? Fine.
You're already letting him have the run of the house.
I don't want him to. If
Bob sold the cat, I mean, say, oh, he won't damage the furniture.
Yeah, he won't. Like, especially right now, his nails are trimmed down.
Okay, so that's going to be one. I don't want to use the rent-to-own expression, but can you cut his nails?
Yes.
How often do you have to do that?
It depends how long he, like, if he's good about keeping them. Like, his back claws aren't, like, he hasn't been able to really sharpen them, so they're all blunted, kind of. He only has a couple on the front that still kind of maintain a point. Okay. So it's usually just a couple you have to snip, and it takes a few minutes. And I do it every 2 weeks, maybe once a month. Like, it's kind of random.
Just because that's one of those dexterity issues with Team Digman,
right, yeah.
Where I don't think either one of us.
Oh,
yeah, we've sure. talked to my caregiver Jen, with the potential that we could have a cat.
Yeah,
because you have to be mindful of somebody that spends seven hours in your house every day. And my old caregiver loved Cooper, hated the litter box, complained every time he had to clean the litter box, and he just didn't really like to do it. But with the nails, that's one thing with the dexterity. All right. Yeah. See, we've talked through this. Dan and I really thought about it because And that's why I use the expression rent to own because, I mean, do you, I mean, I can see you, your heart doesn't want to, like, this is a temporary thing.
I just frank discussion. Like, I know having like people get attached to things and get attached to animals. So if like, if you guys do have Bean here and you have him for a time and you're like, he's our cat now. Uh-huh. And you frankly tell me that, I'm like, I'll probably just be like, cool, good. Just let me come visit.
Okay. And my thing is not today, but when it happens, you walk out the door, is your cat going to be like, no, Ryan, and like sitting and whining and missing you, and is that gonna like?
I don't know, because obviously I haven't seen that happen.
Now he's quiet.
Yeah.
Is that a?
He's sniffing.
Okay.
He's probably walking around sniffing stuff.
Yeah.
He was happy that you had him indoors.
Oh, he was like.
Yeah, he probably can smell your cat or the dog that's been in here. And he was like, I can smell animals, even though, like, you know, new stuff. But he's probably just checking it out. He's like, there's somebody in here.
And see, when Cooper was alive, my parents had a dog. And when Doc would come visit, we would lock Cooper in a bedroom. Mm. So that because Cooper and Doc just,
I mean, animals are like people. Some people just don't get along.
But it sounds like Bean, if my parents get another dog and they want to bring their dog up, they might get along.
Yeah. Like, he grew up with a, was it a black lab that was this big?
Mm-hmm.
Love the hell out of that dog. Like, they were cuddle buddies.
And nice. We've wanted a pet. And, you know, we're not cat people. I mean, that just, that it wasn't. But then Cooper warmed us up to it. Yeah. And then it was like, then we could, you know, it took a while to want to get another pet after that. And then, but then you just, every time you look at dogs, you're just thinking of all the work.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
that's
you have
like
to
cats.
Do.
They're kind of self-sufficient. As long as they can, like, get to food and get to water, you can kind of leave them alone.
Yeah, okay. and that's where I'm just like, because there's nothing, you still get the same amount of love for a cat that you do a dog. Mm. And I mean, you just, and so, yeah, I was thinking a cat would be the way to go. I mean, obviously we're never going to get another Cooper. I mean, he had no claws and he was like a dog, and you could, like, you know, trash talk him and everything and wrestle with him and stuff, and you know, no risk of scratching. But
yeah, Bean's never scratched me. Like I said, like his, most of his claws are blunted just from years of cutting them.
Okay.
Not the best, I will admit, but that's okay. But he has two or three up on this front that are like real claws.
Okay.
You can tell they're getting too long when he'll sit on my chest and like sit there. And then like when he goes to stand up, his foot like sticks to my shirt and he's like, ah, like shakes it off. But
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He's never like, even when we play violently, claws never come at me. Like he'll bat with his hand, but like he doesn't unsheath the claw. It's okay. Just hands.
Yeah. Cause I really think that, probably it would be that second week of August.
Yeah.
I mean, just because we're going to be gone Thursday and Friday this week, and then the next week we're going to have to be like, it's just going to be chaotic because of getting the cupboards cleaned out and getting everything for that transition.
But we can play it by ear and just let me know.
Yeah, and then Breslin will be here.
Breslin will be there right around the same time that the cupboards,
it's not our doc.
Yeah.
She's a diva, but she'll be fine.
Yeah, but then, because I'm looking at like the.
Yeah, even.
Even like the 11th of August.
Yeah.
That's like a Wednesday. I mean.
Yeah, we can work it out.
Okay. All right, so now we need to.
We have a.
Podcast.
Yeah, we've talked for 20 minutes about a cat, so that's fun.
But see, I mean, that's the stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, shit, we could just intro that and then have that be a whole episode.
Well, I mean, the reality
cat negotiation.
Well, and it's just the reality, like all the things mean that you have to think about it's not, we make this discussion. We talk for 20 minutes about having a cat.
Yeah.
Do people talk about, like, the reality you could make a baby?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, just, like, or do people just, like, no, I've had a few beers, let's have some fun, and it's like, oh, crap, you have a child now.
Yeah, nobody accidentally comes home with a cat.
No. And so...
we got so crazy last night, we adopted a cat.
But, you know...
how could you?
Yeah, it is...
so irresponsible.
Exactly.
I told you, you didn't have to talk with him.
But you have to pay money to adopt a cat. So, you know, you don't...
have to pay money to have sex sometimes.
Well, that's true. But then that baby wouldn't be yours, maybe.
Wow.
Who knows? But yeah, I mean, just to have the conversation so serious about adapting a cat. We have a litter box for Cooper, but I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
I have. Cooper I think I might have thrown that away.
All right, because Cooper was a big cat, so we had like a jumbo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bean's pretty stout.
Well, just to be honest, he looks very similar to Cooper size-wise. He had, Cooper had the little waddle.
Oh, there he is.
Hi, Fatty.
Bino. He's like, I'm not fat. I'm just being
No, you're fat. It's okay. It's my fault. Oh, man. I have a I have a picture of him. It used to be my Twitter avatar of him on his back. I was taking the picture, and I was holding him out. And so it's just him sitting in the palm of my left hand.
Ah, little.
And he was so tiny. I think he was like 2 or 3 months old, and he was still this big because he was so malnourished when we first got him. Like, we had to bottle feed him and give him sub-Q fluid, like inject him with water, basically, like in his skin, because he wasn't drinking water or anything. He's a good little dude, but
yeah,
I feel like it's one of those things where you, like, you give your kid up for adoption. She's like, somebody else will, like, you know, take better care.
Okay. Dr. Boster is like an MS god.
Okay.
Bino.
The thing we can do is we can get a pet. All right, so get a dog. So pets are redunculously helpful in managing depression and mood. I will never be without a dog the rest of my adult life. I will never, ever be without a dog. My dog sleeps in bed with me. My dog goes in the car to work with me. My dog is right here. Come here. My dog sits in the office with me. My dog sits at my table when I eat dinner.
And it's just the reality. Yes, Dr. Boster says he will never live without a dog. But Dr. Boster is not living with multiple sclerosis and the difficulties with walking and fatigue and heat sensitivity. So I think the operative thing he should say is, I'll never live without a pet.
Yeah.
And that's why a cat would work for us.
Well, and then we can adjust and everything. We just talk about that. But then we can say, and this is what's led us to this in-depth conversation with producer Ryan about potentially his cat.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, it's a new wrinkle to a pretty established routine that you and I have, our day-to-day life. And we've talked about how we need something
Well, the goes beyond us.
Yeah, it's good having that extra attachment.
Yeah, and just something, it's easy to, you know, kind of focus on yourselves and multiple sclerosis. And yes, it's a cat, but it's something to maybe make you realize, like, how good you have it or focus your energy. I mean, he just to see him when you brought him in, Ryan, we were tickled. I mean, he's a cute little cat.
Yeah.
And everyone is distracted by
it. I'm just like, oh, where? It's over there. Jennifer, you're missing it.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like the deer.
Kind of like.
Because I'm sitting with my back to Bean, I realize he's behind me because both of you are staring at him, and I can't turn around.
What, I'm just randomly waving at the air.
That air doesn't wave back.
I was just looking at your window right here. That is Bean Spot right there in between the two windows. He will lay there forever.
How will he? I don't want to add to the neuroses, but how is he? going to fit.
Oh, he will. Yeah. He'll be able to balance.
It's a skinny little spot.
Yeah. Like he gets into some weird ones, but if it's got a view, he'll work it out.
And that's where I think Cooper, our old cat, his Ayatollah chair would fit right there.
It would.
I'll send you this guy's. I think I sent you the picture mm-hmm. of the contemplative bean with his hands on the windowsill.
Yeah,
that's exactly like he worked out how to lay on a thing next to the window so his face could be next to the window. It took the perfect balancing of a lot of things, but he eventually made it work out.
Oh well. You're not making a noise.
Does he like catnip?
Yes.
Okay. Cooper didn't.
No.
Yeah. He goes nutsers. And bleach. He really likes bleach.
Really?
The smell of bleach, like if they bleach the floors, he'll just lay around and rub his face on the floor. He's a big old weirdo. You gotta make a noise, Tubby.
Nope. He's like, stop calling me fat.
I do what I want. Look at his gut.
I know he's just a good boy.
Yeah. But he will let you hold him like this.
Aww.
He doesn't care. He's freaking out right now because he doesn't want to be held.
It's like, have you seen this house? There's lots of stuff to look at.
Lots of smells.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you go.
We're getting a cat.
We're getting that cat.
We're getting that cat, correct.
Yes.
It's not just a random cat. It's Bean.
Yep. He's a good
one. Well, and I mean, you think about that, then on like Facebook and stuff, all of our friends with MS, you know, when you see pictures of their cats, their pets, and it's just like, oh, there was.
There he is.
That, I mean, just the benefits of that.
Yep. I was like, he definitely, having him, like, after I got him, a few years after I got him, I went through a very, very terrible breakup. And, you know, he helped. Because him being around, it was someone I could, something, whatever, someone, whatever you want to call it. So I could talk to and vent, and he's a good listener.
He seems to be in someone to focus on.
Yeah.
So you're not just thinking about yourselves and your woes and miseries.
Like, oh, I got to take care of Bean. I got to make sure I'm home today or whatever. Can't just randomly leave and go across the country like I want to do. But yeah, he's a good little dude.
So this is our new cat.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you guys are excited about it, because it like seriously does, because I didn't want to take him to a shelter, because no. And besides my grandma, like, she'd be okay, but she's more of a dog person, and there are dogs where she lives, and so that could lead to like a Bean in the hallway with a new dog situation thing, and things could get crazy, and I'd rather not do that to a bunch of old people. And just, you know, on the off chance that Bean freaks out and runs away or something, it's like, oh man, that could be awful. Like, just because there are like 20 people in there plus two or three dogs, and so it's a little whiffy. And then my only other option was it's just, you know, my ex or whatever, because she knows him. I was like, hey, want to take the cat back or whatever? I'd have to drive him down to Austin, but I would do it because I know she loves him too. So,
when you're going cross country, might as well just hit Austin on the way.
Yeah.
Go to a barbecue place.
Yep. Hang out with friends or whatever.
But no, this is.
Yeah. I think this will be a good scenario for him.
Well, then you can always come and see him.
Jennifer's got like a weird smile on her face.
It's just, again, there's so much to think about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, and I don't want to make fun of him because he's chubby. Because I was a chubby kid. I'm a chubby adult, and I get ya.
I was talking to somebody, not to interrupt, sorry. I was talking to a girl the other day, and she was talking about how thigh gap was like a fad for a little while. And I'm like, I haven't had thigh gap since I was 11, so I feel your pain. I'm a dude. I have big legs. Like, who cares?
Yeah, well, and my biggest concern is I don't ever want him to escape.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, when the doors open, is he going to dart for the door? And you've said, and I will hold you to this, that he is not much of a darter.
He, like, yeah, and, like, the last place I lived, well, I guess I told you, like, I've taken him out on a leash, and he doesn't mind wearing a collar, so if you guys want to have a collar with an ID tag on it,
okay, like,
he would be fine with that. But, like, yeah, like, I've left the front door of my apartment open for an hour, and he walked almost all the way to the stairs to go down, but didn't get that far. And as soon as I went bean, he just went and just came right back in. So,
okay.
It's all basically, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I wouldn't leave the door open and then go to the bathroom or something. I was in the room and watching and stuff. So, yeah. But he's not a bolter.
And our neighbors across the street, we just spoke with about this yesterday. They have a cat. Mm-hmm. And their cat sits in their front window.
Oh, cool.
And if Bean sits in our front window, they can develop some starstruck Romeo and Juliet sort of
or a cat deep relationship. Burning hatred. They're like, oh, if I ever get out of here, I'm coming to get you.
And I'm more of a romantic. I'm thinking star-crossed lovers.
Yeah. Moment of joy, you're getting a cat.
Yeah, I was going to say that's capital DAW. Yeah. Moment of joy is we're getting a cat.
Well, a cat that you know, you're not.
He's just so cute. Do you listen? The little leg. Wow.
Come meow out here.
This is happening. And I'm not a commitment phobe. I mean, you asked me to marry.
It is a step, so.
Yeah, I mean, Dan, you asked me to marry you, and I was like, absolutely. But just, I don't know if commitment is a little bit difficult, a little more difficult now, because you have to think about multiple sclerosis before you do anything.
Well, you know, it's why we're not getting a dog, or why we've been holding off on doing it, but it's just like, why not?
Why not? We're only young ones. And Dan made a somewhat depressing point the other day. He said, Jen, we're like 48 and 46 respectively, and if we don't do it now, when are we ever going to do it?
Oh yeah, fair enough.
Well, yeah. You're always like holding out, saying,
oh, when the time is
we'll
right.
Get this, we'll do this, we'll do this again, we can. It's just like, well, it's probably why we're doing the kitchen. I mean, it's just like, you know, 16 years being married, it's just like, when are we going to do the remodel? When is this going to happen?
Never mind the fact that our dishwasher and our stove/oven stopped working in May. So I think people would like to not have to do dishes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there.
So that's a lot of blah, blah, blah. Sorry. No. Oh, it feels like, you know, this is big.
Yeah, I mean, it's stuff. Caring for a living being, so it's good that you're thinking about it.
Yeah, and seriously, this is Team Digman is going to be stronger.
Oh, yes. Bean's a good team member.
Yeah, Bean's good for the team.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's one thing I've read post-pandemic, if you want to say. I mean, the pandemic is still
good. Yeah.
But just that people are, after all this time, they're being really demanding and disrespectful and just super high expectations. And it's like, come on, these people have not been doing this job for 15 months. Just cut them some slack.
And some people have been. Like a lot of essential frontline people, like, you know, customer service people, have been heroes up until now, and now they're just people again, and people are being crappy to them. It's like, you don't deserve a raise. You only worked through that whole thing when we were all at home.
Good point. I mean, that is true, that we need to just settle down.
Yeah.
And just be thankful you're not stuck in your house
anymore. Yeah,
exactly.
I think all essential workers, like all like the minimum wage people at every company, Kroger and Meijer and all those people that had to work the whole pandemic, should get the entire summer off, and all the managers have to do the scut work. It's like,
yes,
give them a break. Like, they earned it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the country lumbered along with just like the bare essentials. So those bare essential people need to be rewarded.
Absolutely.
Okay. That went off track a little bit, but that's fine.
Wow. So we're getting a cat, and let's just take a break and we will come back with Moments of Joy.
Okay, so yeah, once again, moments of joy. Just the little things or the big things. I like the unexpected moments of joy, the things that catch you kind of off guard and sort of make your day. That can turn like a crappy day into a good day or a good day into a great day. I had a good one the other day. I went through the Taco Bell drive-thru and just ordered like a breakfast burrito because I was going to go for a run in the park and I had nothing in my stomach. Ordering the food and guy kind of chuckled as he was talking to me, and I thought it was weird. And then I rolled up to the drive-thru window, handed him my thing. He handed me my food, and he just kind of leaned out, and he goes, "You know, your voice is a real delight." That was just completely unprovoked, just nice compliment. And I was like, dude, thanks. That's really nice to hear.
Wow.
And it's very true.
I've never been complimented on my voice ever in my whole life. It completely took me by surprise. I was just like, wow, I guess you guys did. Never mind. When I pitched the idea of the podcast, you said, yeah, you have a good podcast voice.
You have a very good.
So I retract. You two were the first people ever that have complimented my voice.
Yeah, but who's not to say that we are trying to butter you up so that we can do a podcast with you?
You got a great voice for a podcast.
Thanks, guys. Let's do a podcast.
That's really cool, though. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and like, I've been sort of like talking to this girl, and I immediately sent her a message. And I was like, this guy just said that. And she goes, that's true. You have a very nice voice. It's calm, but deep and not monotone. And I'm just like, man, I'm getting compliments all over the place. What's going on? That's so weird. I mean, it completely took me by surprise and made my day. Like, I was just,
yeah.
Dan, Jen, what do you guys got?
What's your moment of joy?
I mean, honestly, this morning when we had ice in our new refrigerator, new freezer. I mean, seriously, it's like they installed it yesterday. And, you know, and you have to like run the water out for like 3.5 gallons or something, but then the ice, and you have to have it run, do like 3 batches to get it to work. And I was just like, and I kept pushing the button. It's like every hour and there's no ice. You're just thinking, God, please tell me this is going to work. Please tell me they'll have to get a new fridge. Please tell me. And this morning just went out there and they're just little ice cubes, but it's just like, you're just like, oh, thank God. Obviously, you don't realize how much you take things for granted or that it's always going to be there. I was like, last night, I always fill up a glass with water at night and put ice in it just so it'll be cold when I have to get up in the middle of the night to get a drink of water, and it's there. But it's just like, I couldn't put ice in the water last night.
Oh, yeah. And
because A, it wasn't there. B, I couldn't do it anyway because you got to let the ice run through. But it was just that. There, ice. So that was it.
That was simple, but good.
Yeah. Yes, moment of joy. Jennifer, go.
I tried
to buy you time, dude.
I know, and I appreciate that. I've had just a really good week.
He's behind you drinking water, I think.
He is. There's a moment of joy.
And like, yeah, I mean, easy. My moments of joy, we're getting a cat. We're getting a cat. That's joyful. Frightening, but joyful.
Yeah.
I thought what was really fun is watching the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Friday night. Just that made my heart happy just to see that it happened.
Yeah.
You know, despite the pandemic and despite the world being the world that it is. Just to see how the countries come together and to see the fun little outfits that they wore. So that would be my moment of joy.
Well, thank you all for joining us again for this was the 12th episode.
Yes, it was.
12th episode of A Couple Takes on MS. We hope you enjoyed it, and check back in with us. Let us know, too, do you have a pet, multiple sclerosis, and what's your experience been with having a pet? You can let us know. You can hit us up on Twitter. The handle is Couple Takes on MS. Or on our website, the blog is acoupletakesonms.com. Just check in and let us know. And if you have any comments or anything, questions you want to ask us.
Yeah, you can email me. The email address is actomspodcast@gmail.com. Anything you got, I'll take it.
All right, until next time, we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm Dan Digman.
And I'm Jennifer Digman.
And I'm walking.
I'm rolling.
But together we're moving forward, and we look forward to chatting with you again. Take care. Hi there. Welcome to this, the 11th episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
This will probably be 12. So we're going to do the hospital one for 11. Because this one's going to take me longer to edit. Hopefully 11 just comes out.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Damn it. Yeah, just roll into it. It's fine.
Okay. Welcome to this, the 12th, 11th. Damn it. Welcome to this, the 11th episode of A Couple
12th.
Damn it.
All I know is going at the front of this episode.
Okay. Welcome to this, the 12th episode, right?
All right, I'll give you the theme song.
Let's do this again. All right. Hi there. Welcome to this. I just wanted to say 11 just to mess with you guys. Try it again.
Yep.
Because all I want to do is say the 11th episode again. No, serious time. Come on.
All right.
We got business. I'm getting paid by the hour. Yeah. I'm not, but
I charge every time I press this button, so I'm on a roll. All right. All right.